Good morning and welcome to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. And this program is your chance to hear from Fulton County leaders and professional experts and learn about the programs, services, and initiatives that all Fulton County residents can take advantage of to live healthy, prosperous lives in our diverse, growing area. So pour yourself a morning cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy Fulton Focus.
Good morning. You're listening to Fulton Focus, your county at your service. And we're joined now by Sarah Hilton, who's been with us before. She's the division manager for Fulton County's Office of Aging, Housing, and Human Services. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
A couple of things to talk about. One is Fulton County's Fall Spark Preventive Healthcare Screenings Program for older adults begins this coming Tuesday, September the 24th. What does that mean? It sounds good.
Yes, we're very excited about SPARC, which is an acronym that said it means sickness prevention achieved through regional collaboration. And what it is a program that goes out into the community with our partners to provide preventative health services. We are trying to go out as opposed to our traditional neighborhood senior centers and multipurpose facilities to get individuals engaged in their the communities and going to local churches. To make sure that people know that these services are available and getting them connected to very necessary and vital preventative health services.
You know, it's interesting. We live in an era now where the focus is on prevention. That's a more modern concept. But for people that don't realize, there are a lot of different illnesses out there that if you catch on the front end or prevent entirely, it makes a huge difference in your life and obviously in the resources brought to bear. The services that you include in these clinics as far as testing and screening and preventive maintenance, everything from flu to blood glucose, colorectal pre-screenings, even some psychological type assessments, right?
Yeah, we have a variety of services, preventative services and screenings, as you mentioned, to try to catch things on the front end. So it's very important as we age that we're taking a proactive approach to our health. So getting those necessary screenings, for example, getting your blood pressure checked regularly, it will help you understand your numbers. And if it's getting to the higher end, people need to realize that they need to catch that to do something about it, because you will be more at risk for a stroke if your blood pressure continues to increase and you fail to catch it.
And of course, with seniors, a lot of times the consideration is cost, and they're like, "Well, I don't want to get on the blood pressure medicine because that's going to cost too much, and I can't afford it." But there are a lot of programs out there to help mitigate these things, aren't there?
Yes, there is. And including for seniors, if you're 65 and older, you will be eligible for Medicare to cover costs of preventative services. And there's one approach with medication, but medication with a combination of healthy lifestyles and prevention activities. So SPARC does provide screenings, and we try to encourage healthy lifestyles, because with blood pressure, using that as an example, that can be brought down through a healthy lifestyle as well as prescription medications if needed.
And there will be a number of SPARC Atlanta clinics kind of up and around Fulton County from every end of the county, from everywhere from the Roswell Neighborhood Center in Roswell to Vine City to South Fulton County, a whole raft of places. If people want to find out when and where they can attend one of these events and get this kind of screening for themselves or their loved ones, how do they follow up on our conversation today?
If anybody needs information, they can always call our STAR line, and our staff can be reached at telephone number 404-613-6000, or you can log on to FultonCountyGA.gov to get more information about programs and services, and specifically with SPARC, the location and times of these upcoming events.
What is it? An ounce of prevention equals a pound of cure, I think is the old cliche. We're talking with Sarah Hilton. She's division manager for Fulton County's Office of Aging, Housing, and Human Services. And Sarah, it's interesting. I was at the doctor yesterday, and I spent more time haggling over my health insurance than I did being seen by the doctor. And I think that's a very common experience for people. And we're about to have the rollout of the Affordable Health Care Act. All of that starts kind of hitting the ground here October the 1st. there are a lot of misconceptions in the community, particularly among seniors, about the effects of affordable health care or Obamacare, as it's been tagged. Could you talk a little bit with us about what this is going to mean for our senior citizens?
Sure. And the Affordable Care Act definitely strengthens the Medicare program. And it does that by a number of ways. First, it adds more preventative services like colonoscopies, mammograms, yearly wellness visits to really take a proactive approach to managing health as you age. Also, a big thing is that Medicare Part D, which is the program that provides discounts for prescription drug medications, will be strengthened by the Affordable Care Act by providing more discounts to seniors. Historically, there's been a prescription coverage gap where only between a certain range you would be able to qualify for a discount. However, the Affordable Care Act now increases those discounts, and actually currently today, individuals can receive 52% off brand name prescription drugs and 21% off generic drugs. And so this gap will be closed by the year 2020. So people can get discounts. Now the average savings for an individual is $635 a year. And but what we're trying to tell seniors is that October 1st, everybody, that's the date where everybody's kind of getting nervous about. But if you are a senior, 65 years of age and older, and you're currently receiving Medicare, on October 1st, you do not have to do anything. Your benefits don't change. You actually get more benefits as the Affordable Care Act continues to be implemented, and seniors will see more discounts with regards to their prescription drug medication. And also, I just wanted to mention that if you are a senior and you're taking care of your grandchild, there are new benefits with the Affordable Care Act, including dental is now considered an essential benefit for children under the age of 18.
So essentially, seniors will have enhanced benefits under affordable health care. And how much of that do they have to actively seek, and how much of it is going to just happen and they'll see a greater reimbursement or lower costs?
Well, they'll see it actually when they go to the purchase their medications. So they don't have to actively see it. It automatically comes. They can enjoy the benefits now. But what we find is that some seniors don't even go out and pay for prescription medications, because sometimes within Fulton County and across the nation, that seniors were having to choose between, do I turn the lights on? Do I buy dinner, or do I pay for my prescription drug medication? So the Affordable Care Act is helping to ensure that seniors are able to take care of themselves and purchase their essential medications, because when the costs are covered, seniors are more likely to purchase their prescription drug medication, which leads to better health outcomes.
So if we have someone listening who is an elderly person, or maybe a caregiver or a loved one of an elderly person, and they would like a little more detail about these ACA changes upcoming, what's a good resource for them?
Anybody can go on to healthcare.gov for all of the programs and services that are available to them. Specifically for Medicare, you can go to medicare.gov and find out more information. Or you can, for individuals who have not gone online yet, you can always call 1-800-MEDICARE and get your questions and questions answered, and find out more information in terms of the benefits that you currently are receiving today as a senior.
Well, that's good news for seniors with these fall Spark clinics around the county offering preventive screenings for seniors from Fulton County. And again, you can call 404-613-6000 for more information about when and where these clinics will be staged. And the Affordable Health Care Act seems to have some good news for seniors. Sarah Hilton, Division Manager for Fulton County Office of Aging, Housing, and Human Services, has been our guest. Thanks for joining us today, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Next up this morning on Fulton Focus, we're joined by Fulton County Police Department Assistant Police Chief Gary D. Stiles. Good morning, Chief Stiles. Pleased to have you with us today.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you for having me.
Big news for Fulton County Police, particularly in South Fulton. Fulton County Police on Tuesday are going to be unveiling new state-of-the-art crime fighting equipment. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Certainly. The Fulton County Police has worked for a number of years with the Department of Homeland Security and GEMA and the Metro Atlanta Urban Area Security Initiative to secure some state-of-the-art equipment that will benefit not only South Fulton County, but the entire Metro Atlanta region when it comes to making our neighborhoods safer and responding to serious incidents.
And, of course, we live in a time, you know, I don't have to point it out to anybody, but we do have horrible events. You know, bad things often happen to good people in our communities and others across the country, and it seems to be a reality that more and more the bad guys have more and more firepower. So some of this equipment is designed to allow your department to better handle those situations and keep everybody safe, aren't they?
That's absolutely right, Rob. And unfortunately, I think America was given a wake-up call as far back as 9/11, but as we've seen as recently as yesterday, the violence when it occurs is extreme, and it requires an extreme response from the police as well as a safe response. A few years ago, we would have never really even considered the need for an armored rescue vehicle, but today they're essential in being able to protect the responding officers as well as to rescue citizens that are in harm's way.
So there are several pieces of equipment. These are going to be unveiled on Tuesday, September the 24th. The first of these events is going to be at 11 a.m. in the L.A. Fitness parking lot at 6425 Old National Highway in College Park. Later in the day at 1:30 p.m., this will be at the Cascade Crossing Shopping Center in the Publix parking lot at 3695 Cascade Road. And at 4 o'clock that afternoon on Tuesday the 24th in the Parkway Village Publix parking lot at 5370 Campbellton Fairburn Road in Fairburn. Could you talk a little bit about this particular equipment?
The first piece of equipment that I'd like to highlight is known as the Bearcat. The Bearcat's an armored vehicle that stops most commercially available ammunition that's found in the United States or most parts of the world. Our special operations team can use it to rescue officers or citizens that are in harm's way rather than have to wait until the shooting stops, so to speak. We're able to go quickly in, establish a safe area, and secure the people. It will hold a great number of people. It's also used to transport the SWAT team in a very safe manner in any type of live fire event. But it's primarily designed for us to be a quick response rescue vehicle in the event of an active shooter.
And there's also a new higher tech system for the county police helicopters. This is the FLIR system. Could you talk about what difference that might mean to citizens?
The police helicopter for years operated with just the traditional spotlight. With the assistance of GEMA and Homeland Security, we were able to secure a forward-looking infrared system. As you said, it's called a FLIR system. Most of the listeners are probably familiar with it if they've viewed any of the police programs such as COPS on TV. The advantage it gives us is that we're able to pick up a person's heat signature. All people are giving off heat. So whether it's dark outside or they're in a wooded area is irrelevant to the FLIR system. We can still pick up a heat signature. The best advantage to it, besides looking for fleeing bad guys, is the more commonplace, and that's missing persons or missing children. In this aging environment, we're running into more and more elderly suffering from Alzheimer's that may wander away from their house.
The case with a woman down in outside of Griffin just a couple of months back where she was missing for several days, and fortunately people kept canvassing and eventually found her in the woods. With this kind of technology, a helicopter might have spotted her on an early pass right over the area.
It's quite possible. Both the helicopter and tools like the Bearcat are what we refer to as force multipliers, meaning we can use a lot fewer people to search larger areas in a much quicker time frame.
And another item here is the T3 Patroller. Could you talk about that equipment and how that's going to help your department do its job better?
The T3 Patroller is a three-wheeled platform that enables us to patrol shopping centers and arenas such as the Wolf Creek concert venue. It allows officers to move very quickly around crowds and parking lots. It's faster than walking. It's more personal than being on a bicycle. The officer is very accessible to people.
All of this equipment, again, is going to be on display on Tuesday, September the 24th, again at 11 a.m. in the L.A. Fitness parking lot located at 6425 Old National Highway in College Park. At 1:30 that afternoon at the Cascade Crossing Shopping Center at 3695 Cascade Road, and then at 4 o'clock that afternoon in the Parkway Village, that's the Publix parking lot at 5370 Campbellton Fairburn Road in Fairburn, you can see what advances in technology your Fulton County Police Department are making. The final one here is a delivery vehicle that looks pretty swift.
I'm quite proud of the delivery vehicle. For many years, to deliver a special operations team to a scene would require anywhere from 7 to 8 or 9 cars to deliver the team. With this specially constructed delivery vehicle, we can deliver our SWAT team or any special response team in its entirety to the front door of any location. The beauty of it is that in this environment, it saves time, it saves money, but its size is unique. We can deliver up to 18 fully equipped people in seconds.
And again, this is all new equipment that your department will have, you know, at your command, that will make things safer for your folks and safer for our citizens. Are we living in a time where this equipment is needed more? Has it always been needed and it just wasn't there? Or are you seeing more incidents in Fulton County where this type of equipment needs to be brought to bear?
Well, I've been in law enforcement for 33 years, and there were definitely times I would have loved to have had some of this equipment, but it wasn't as needed as it is today. With the growth of active shooting environments, with the need to protect large areas such as schools, office buildings, it's evolving into a situation that I think if police don't prepare for it, then they'll wish they had.
This is a lot of great technology that you can bring to bear, but really good policing usually comes down to a human element, somebody calling your department when they see something that doesn't look right, or somebody teaching their children to view the policeman as their friend as they grow up. Isn't that really what's important when it comes down to things in law enforcement?
Well, Rob, you hit the nail right on the head. Without the full cooperation and partnership with our public, all the equipment in the world will make no difference. And along with that, without the best trained, finest human beings wearing the uniforms, then the equipment is useless as well. But we're extremely proud of the relationship that we have built up with the Fulton County community, especially the homeowners associations, neighborhood watch groups, and Old National Merchants Association.
Again, next Tuesday, the 24th, several opportunities to see the new hardware your Fulton County Police Department will be bringing to bear. We've been talking with Assistant Chief Gary D. Stiles from the Fulton County Police Department. Chief Stiles, if somebody wants to follow up with your office, what's the best way to get in touch?
The best way to follow up regarding the community activities and the participation of the police department and partnership with the community is with the Fulton County Police Special Services Unit at 404-612-3005.
Assistant Police Chief Gary Stiles, thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
And thank you, Rob.
We're joined right now on Fulton Focus by Cynthia Stargell. She's a vocational education specialist with Fulton County Superior Court. Good morning, Cynthia. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
There is a career gathering and job fair taking place on September the 25th. That's next week, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Fulton County Government Center. This is a good opportunity for people that are maybe trying to find their place in the economy. Can you tell us about it?
That's right. What we're looking to do is being a service to the Fulton County and surrounding areas by way of the high unemployment rates. We were so glad to get the good news this week that the unemployment rate went down just a tick. But there are so many that need to be spoken to in reference to being able to be hired for employment. So therefore, we're going to have at the Fulton County Government Center on the 25th, we're going to have several employers there. Some of the employers include MARTA. Kroger will be there. There'll be some other groups there, real estate, commercial landscaping employers that will be a part of this event. And we're going to reach out to the community and have agencies there as well. There'll be some agencies there in reference to housing and other agencies that will be there. And we're so excited that we're able to present this to the community.
You know, there was a time in this country where you could walk down the street and somebody would have a help wanted sign and you could walk in and make your case and start working that very day. But being placed in a job is a little bit more complicated these days, isn't it?
Yes, it's a little bit more difficult, a little more pieces to the puzzle, so to speak. It used to be that you could just walk into an employer and fill out an application and wait for it, and they could possibly make a decision right then. Nowadays, you're applying online, and you're waiting for some word. You're trying to make sure you've got all your keywords and things that you're using online for it to be picked up. And so this is a way to be able to talk with employers one-on-one. Some will be hiring on the spot. There are a variety of positions available, anything from non-management level to C-level that we will be having at the event.
So again, this career gathering takes place in the atrium of the Fulton County Government Center from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., and this is on Wednesday, September the 25th. And do people have to, is there a fee involved with this?
There is no registration fee. However, we do encourage people to go on Eventbrite and register for the Fulton County Career Gathering Job Fair. We encourage people to do that. And the other thing that we're doing with this event that's a little bit different than other job fairs, we're asking people to bring new or slightly used career wear for some of the persons that are involved in a Superior Court that are clients of the court that may not have items to wear for job interviews later when they get through our programs.
And I think it's great that you're going to have some companies there that are actually going to be screening some applicants at this event. But also you're going to have some people there that are going to help people get their mind in the right perspective in terms of some advice about starting your own business or advice about how to deal with the process if you've been, you know, caught up in the system. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. We've got Elizabeth Wilson from EW and Associates that's going to be on site. She's actually going to be doing a entrepreneurial boot camp for those persons. Everybody's not cut out to work for somebody else. And so we're giving information there if people are interested in being having their own business as part of that workshop. One of the other presenters that we've got is actually a graduate of our accountability court system, and she's going to be presenting information on Ban the Box. And what Ban the Box is finding a way to get rid of the box on the job applications and housing applications that inquire about previous felonies. So she's going to be there as well and sharing that information, and then we've got people that'll help with resumes on site. If people need to tweak something while they're there, they'll be able to do that also.
So it's the easiest thing in the world if you're unemployed to just get up and roll back over and go back to sleep and say, it's just not happening for me. I'm going to sleep till noon and watch daytime TV and try and do something tomorrow. But this is an opportunity really to get out and network and maybe learn a few things that will put you ahead of the crowd.
Yes, this is going to be an excellent opportunity, and we appreciate the court system and our court officials, Ms. Yolanda Lewis and Judge Cynthia Wright, for supporting us in this particular effort, because this is a little bit different for the court. Most people think when you're coming into Superior Court, you're in trouble and you're going to be before the bench, but we're reaching out from a different angle and trying to head people off where before they end up in the court system.
Well, obviously, a steady job and steady employment is certainly a way to stay out of the system. And if you're still involved with the system, it's a way to stay in the clear as well. It's interesting. I know there are a lot of different things going on with Fulton County courts. You know, you've got different sort of alternative courts where you're trying to keep people out of the system. And so this career gathering and job fair next Wednesday, is this something new for Fulton County Courts?
This is something new for Superior Court of Fulton County, and particularly the branch of Superior Court called Accountability Court. Some people may remember the old television show Drug Court and have some inkling of what goes on with that, but it's not only Drug Court, but Behavioral Health Court, Veterans Court is a part of Accountability Court, and Reentry is also a part of that as well. So we're putting all of those pieces together, and then there are other pieces of Superior Court that are involved, family practice law, that are involved, pretrial services and so forth. But what we're trying to do really is to keep people out of the system, quite honestly. I would love to think that at some point I wouldn't have to do this, so to speak, as far as being in a place of trying to find a job for some person that had a substance abuse issue or ex-felons or something like that. So we're trying to make sure that we're offering every possible angle that we can to help the people where they are.
You are listening to Fulton Focus, and we're talking with Cynthia Stargell. She's the Vocational Education Specialist for the Fulton County Superior Court. Cynthia, if we have listeners who are interested in this event or maybe want to recommend it to someone in their life, the career gathering, this is taking place at the atrium of the Fulton County Government Center from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Wednesday, September 25th. How do people follow up to be a part of this?
Well, they can certainly go online to Eventbrite and register with the program, with the event there. They can follow us through the Fulton County system, Superior Court system. It's on the websites there. And we would certainly love to have a great showing out for the employers that are coming out to share with us and to extend themselves to the community by coming out.
And again, if you are looking for a website to find out more about the career gathering September 25th, that's fultoncourt.org. Cynthia Stargell, thanks so much for taking the time for us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Fulton Focus, a joint production of Fulton County Communications and WCLK Public Affairs. Fulton County is your county at your service. If you would like more information about county policies, initiatives, or events, please call the Office of Communications at 404-612-8300. We're also online at www.fultoncountyga.gov, where you can subscribe to our Fulton Focus e-newsletter. You can become a fan of Fulton County government on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by typing in at Fulton Info. Fulton Focus is produced by Erica Davis, Rob Maynard, and Marky Lofton. Thanks for listening.